Stephen Colbert, Jimmy Kimmel celebrates socialist Zoran Mamdani's NYC mayor election. By Warner Todd Houston on November 6, 2025. The left-wing late-night TV hosts were giddy Wednesday night in celebration of the winning campaign of socialist mayor-elect of New York City, Zoran Mamdani. Late-night hosts Jimmy Kimmel and Stephen Colbert were crowing after the Muslim socialist won the mayor's office, with Kimmel thrilled to say Mamdani's election was a swipe at President Donald Trump. Colbert was ecstatic that Mamdani's win was a slap at billionaires. During his Jimmy Kimmel Live monologue, Kimmel claimed the win of the far-left candidate made Donald Trump the loser. "Everything he touched was a loser," Kimmel gleefully exclaimed. "Trump hasn't been this embarrassed since he found out there was a Donald Trump Jr., but don't worry, if you're tired of all the losing, fear not. He's got an excuse. In fact, he's got two of them." Kimmel needled Trump for his Truth Social post, in which the president noted that he was not on the ballot, and the ongoing government shutdown were some of the reasons that GOP candidates and causes fared poorly on Tuesday. "Now, if Republicans had won, and he wasn't on the ballot," Kimmel snarked, "would he take credit for that? Oh, yes, he definitely would. But he lost. And then he posted this, and so it begins," which was either a response to Mamdani winning the mayoral race or he just sat down on the toilet. The ABC host also blasted Republicans for their focus on election fraud. "It's weird how it's only fraud when they lose, right? I mean, what are the chances?" Kimmel laughed. It was a tough night personally for the vice president. J.D. Vance's half-brother, V.D. Vance, real name Cory Bowman, lost his bid to become mayor of Cincinnati. "And I didn't even know J.D. Vance had a half-brother, but he does. And even though he got J.D.'s endorsement, he lost by more than 56 points. For his part, CBS host Stephen Colbert said Mamdani's win is a strike against the rich and a strike for the average man. Colbert, who recently claimed that he is more conservative than people think despite spending his entire entertainment career attacking conservatives, Republicans, and Trump, was happy over what he thinks lies at the center of Mamdani's win. "Mamdani didn't just defeat Andrew Cuomo and Curtis Sliva. He nut-punched New York's fattest cats," Colbert said. "Because, if you've been following the election, the billionaires had the knives out for Zoran, pumping massive amounts of cash into anti-Mamdani groups. I'm talking big, high rollers like Cosmetics heir Ron Lauder, who donated $2.6 million to stop him. Hedge fund investor Bill Ackman, who donated $1.75 million against him. And co-founder of Airbnb, Joe Gebbia, who donated $2 million to defeat Mamdani." Colbert insisted that Election Day was a bad day for billionaires, though he did allow that they are all still rich. The CBS host also crowed over the Democrat wins of New Jersey's Mikey Sherrill and Virginia's Abigail Spanberger. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston, or at X/Twitter at WT Houston.